It's Miller Time.
Live from Stony Point Grill in Mokena, this is a Waddle and Sylvie Miller Time live broadcast.
Listen to Chicago's home for sports on the ESPN Chicago app, 100.3 HD2 and ESPN 1000.
All right, we're going to give away those Smashing Pumpkins tickets here in a little bit. We got to do what to watch for. We are live, as you just heard, at Stony Point Grill. It's Miller Time on a Friday. Absolutely awesome. So many damn TVs here. It's incredible. I love the bars and restaurants that not only have, like, the quantity of TVs, but, like, I love the wraparound.
Excuse me?
Like, it's a bar that's in the round and on the outskirts, on the inside and outside of the curvature of the room, it curves, it goes with it, and they just have one TV next to another.
It's like a rotunda.
Yes, right.
You keep your head on a swivel, you're going to see horse racing, you're going to see Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser. Yeah.
It's always surreal to do the interview with Wilbon while he's on television.
Yeah, you're going to see golf. Golf Channel's on as well. A little bit of everything. But if you're a fan of the ponies, this is the place you want to be.
I just saw a goat riding a horse on
TV
right there. It's like one of those funny home movie shows.
Did not see the goat
ride
the horse.
There's a dog driving one of those go-karts. But the goat, and there's a goat.
Swimming in a pool or
on
a
raft. Yeah. Is that a baby?
By the way, did we ever figure out, Meller, why the duck was on the video that you brought to our attention the other day?
Right?
Is it? I didn't do a whole lot of research. I just know that the duck in the video had his own car seat for some reason. Which?
What do you think how did he pay for that duck?
Well, my guess, Waddle, is the same way he paid for those student loans.
Paid in full by my penis.
Right? His OnlyFans page, yeah.
You can hear the disgust in Sylvie's voice. Like, are we here
again?
I think
that's the longest route that you've ever taken to deliver one of the funniest lines in my sophomoric humble opinion.
Really?
I think
the great lines.
That's a good one. That's a good. No, I just
sophomoric
mean,
movies. That's what. That's
Meller, how do you? You know what? How did he pay for it?
Paid in full by my penis.
Paid in full by my penis. Like. That's on the list of things you never thought you were going to hear.
Make that obvious shirt right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Paid for.
Would you wear it, Meller, if Joe made you a shirt just for you?
Paid in full by my penis?
Paid in full by my penis.
I mean around... I would wear it around work. I wouldn't wear it at home, but I would wear it around work.
Wow.
Is that weird?
Does you have less respect for us at work than you do at home for the family? That makes sense.
Let's just soil the workplace.
Yes.
But when I go home...
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be
Mr.
pristine.
Clean.
I can't have the kids asking me what the shirt means.
Paid in full by my penis.
Do a little parenting.
Well, how do you...
Do they know how daddy acts at work? Do they know?
God, no. God,
do they not know...
That travel soccer's expensive. What if Alex says to you, Dad...
Paid in full by my penis.
Dad, what'd you talk about on the radio today?
This is weird. That would be weird. It'd be a weird conversation. Not gonna lie.
Jesus, are you serious? Like, all of a sudden now you've found religion when it comes to these conversations?
No, I've found morality, not religion.
Oh, jeez.
Morality.
Get out of here.
All right, let's give away these Smashing Pumpkins tickets. Tickets went on sale today. You can buy them at LiveNation.com. We had Billy Corgan on the station earlier. November 5th is when we have the concert at the United States. I love when people come up and they're like, I'll be talking. Waddle's not saying anything. And someone's like, can I ask you a question?
Like, I get it. They don't, I mean,
it's awesome. I know. I had a conversation in the stalls over there. Someone was in the stall next to me. Said, Sylvie. Does Michael Kopech look like George Carlin?
What?
Paid in full by my penis.
That was the conversation we had in the bathroom.
That was the extent of it. Yeah. Just out of the blue, somebody wants to know if Michael Kopech looks like...
Sylvie, does Michael Kopech look like George Carlin?
What was your answer?
A little bit. And I said, by the way, did you read that there's a new George Carlin documentary coming out on, I think, HBO soon?
I did not see that. No.
Yeah.
Paid for? How was it paid for, Meller?
There's the guy there, George Carlin guy, right there. There he is. Look what he's drinking.
Ice cold Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Meet you in the men's room later for another conversation.
Yeah. Rob Elgus, I saw him have the first conversation with Rob Elgus outside the bathroom that I've ever had.
That was probably odd, all things considered, because usually the conversations take place inside the men's room.
Right. So November 5th, United Center for Billy Corgan, the Smashing Pumpkins, Jane's Addiction. Going to be a great show. Buy your tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Tell Billy to play the hits.
He did. If you missed the conversation, it is available on the ESPN Chicago app. A lot of good sports takes. Talked about eating. How many hours before? Like 9 hours before the show?
What
like,
was it, JR? You were probably dialed into the
He said
9 hours
like
before?
Nine hours, yeah. He,
9 hours?
Sings like better, 2 o'clock.
Sings better on an empty stomach.
Yeah, because he's
better
hangry.
For his voice. He's
hangry,
hangry.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But
yeah.
He did have a real talk about when he came to the realization that me just playing the songs I want to play at a show isn't good enough anymore for my fans. Because they're not coming anymore, and he's like, okay, we gotta adapt here. We're older. Let's just play the hits.
He can play the songs that he wants to play in the privacy of his own home.
Of course.
Right. But, I mean, like, if you want to maximize your reach, you need to play some of the hits that the people that are paying to see you want to hear as well.
Right, right.
It's a little combo of both.
It's load management. Concert-wise, you know?
I wanted to see him or hear him break into the analytics because the analytics of a concert as well. I want to hear that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What team? I'm going to do this on the fly, Meller, since Waddle mentioned the analytics. He's sick of analytics. We're going to ask you that. What team has Billy Corgan given up watching?
Yes.
Which team has Billy Corgan given up watching? Told us that earlier. Some good takes. The entire interview on the ESPN Chicago app. Download our podcasts by downloading that app or wherever you get your pods. New Crosstalk Unhinged. Stephen Marte, attorney at law, brings you all the Waddle and Sylvie pods. He's got a good week to be proud of, too. We had a great conversation with Jake yesterday, conversation with Billy Corgan. What number caller would you like, Meller?
Let's go with caller number 79 for 1979.
Very good. Make Jake work. Is Jake still at the shop?
Jake is working now as we speak.
Of course, because Meller wasn't going to put that burden on himself.
It's true.
Like if Meller was answering, oh, phones, be caller like, number three.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So right now, caller 79. You get first crack. Which team has Billy Corgan given up? 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. Doesn't watch him anymore.
Doesn't watch him anymore.
Told us that. All right, before we get to the side.
He gets jazzed up about sports, too. I love it.
Oh, no, I know. It's like, Danny and I, we had this conversation. Lord knows I could fanboy with the best of them. Billy doesn't like when, tell us about this show, or wasn't that great? Billy in 95 in Iowa, I listened to this arm. He wants to talk sports.
Yeah. Danny wants to get him his own show now, right, I think, doesn't he?
Danny would like to offer him a show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Last time Danny went down that road, it got a little dirtier and a little messy as well. But so this is different, though, because Billy's different. Last time we talked about somebody getting a new show, like there was a strip club and there was discontent and there's some crying involved. Never mind. I'll talk to you about it the next break.
I'm lost.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
this
your memory is bad?
It's when I went over the middle back at Old Orchard Junior High.
All right.
I got hit from behind.
Meller, do you know what I'm referring to?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. It got freaky, didn't it?
Last time we had a show with strip bars and
no. I said that there was a gentleman's club involved. There was, it's probably better if just to talk about it at the
moment. Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, you'll remember.
All right, you want to do a little what to watch for here, guys? Should we go around the room? What are you watching for this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely.
I need a good suggestion.
Waddle and Sylvie get you set for your weekend viewing with What to Watch For.
Every week, it's what we talk about. It's where I get many of my show recommendations. Done with Ozark. That's one question we forgot to ask him. Damn it. Just reminded me. They're playing in the Lake of the Ozarks in a few concerts.
Yes.
In a few weeks, and we were going to ask him if he... You stream Ozark?
Yeah, we had a bunch of stupid questions
like,
lined
I think,
up for
what
it.
Shows are you watching when you're on the road? Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of downtime.
You probably thought, you know, me without a broadcast degree or a communications degree, just asking him what his pregame meal was probably stupid.
No, I loved that, actually. I thought that was a good way to weave sports and music together.
I would assume, like, I don't want to... Maybe that's silly of me to do, but if I was a rock star, I'm probably having a couple of cocktails before we go on and we rock that thing.
That's another good question. Do you drink? Because he drank. I think he still drinks. I don't know.
I don't know, but if your stomach is empty and you start having a few pops, you get three songs in, you probably get lightheaded, and you're all of a sudden you're ham-boned. And now you can't finish the set.
Oh, you could be someone like me where your first motor skill to go is your speaking. If you're a singer.
You would be effed.
Right.
If you were a rock star, like, you're totally fine, but you begin to slur your words.
Not good.
Not but for a rock star.
Been to a couple of those shows, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Where they
yeah,
slur, but you know also, too, there are certain performers who can have a cocktail or two, and they're actually really good. It fuels them, maybe?
Maybe, sure. Jim Morrison was kind of legendary for being very, very good performing when he was messed up. But, you know, I mean, I don't know so much nowadays. There's way too many drugs. Too many drugs.
Well, I mean, what do you mean these days? I mean, Jim Morrison could use a stop sign as well.
Oh, of course. But,
you know,
I mean,
it's not just unique to today's world.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that.
I'm just saying, like, you know. I'm just telling you, JR, if I was a rock star, I would be drinking. And if I didn't have any food in my gut to soak up the alcohol, I'd probably be done after three songs.
At a certain point, though, don't you want to be on top of your craft as an artist?
Nah, but look at me. Do I look like I want to be on top of any craft at all?
No. Good point.
Top of his crap.
Yeah.
That's
top
about
of my
it.
Crap.
That's it. All right, what are you watching for, Waddle? You have a new show or anything?
I don't.
Because I'm going with the old sports routine.
So am I.
I feel like I've given out so much.
I see what you're looking at. You want to share it? Because my what to watch for is going to be Game 7 of the Mavs and Suns game.
Yeah.
Like I can't, you know,
where legends are made, right?
I've been in the COVID bunker for so long that, like, I'm already a fan of the NBA playoffs, but I've watched them intently. As I told you earlier, the Luka Booker, you know, saucy exchanges have been primo. So
is this Saturday? Or do they have a time? Is game
Sunday
seven
either 2:30 or 7, depending on the outcome of tonight's game.
Yeah. It's Sunday, right? Not Saturday.
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, Sunday.
Oh, is it? Well,
yeah,
what's
Sunday.
This then? What am I looking at here?
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, I'm on ESPN.com on the...
Look at me. I'm on the same
but
site.
But it's weird. But when I go to the Saturday page, it says no games on this date. When I click on Sunday on ESPN.com, up there it says Saturday. But yeah, it's got to be Sunday.
It's
Saturday's
Sunday.
Not a big day. Like, Sunday's the day for that.
Well, so you and I can share that. Game 7 of the Dallas Mavericks Phoenix Suns. I'm looking for a show, by the way. To start, like I told you, I'm almost all
the
way
through.
What
about The Wire?
Three seasons of. Well, I got to finish. I still have to finish Better Call Saul.
Me too. Like I've done a bad job after I got into a couple of other shows of circling back. I'm still on episode one of Better Call Saul.
No, you
this
gotta
season.
Catch up. You gotta catch up.
I've heard it really that good.
I'm still in season three, JR.
Stop. Kim Wexler is one of my favorite TV characters ever.
She
ever.
Just did.
Really?
She. I
She's
think,
great.
I think her name's like Rhea Seahorn or Rhea Seahorn. I think she produced a couple of the last few episodes as well.
I
She's great. Even going back to season two or three.
No spoilers. I cannot wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
We had a conversation in Unhinged too about Ozark without giving anything away.
Yes.
Because Carmen hasn't finished either, and we don't want to have people turn us off. But it's just about whether or not you liked the end. And Yurko, shockingly, did like the end.
I did too.
I liked the end too. Wasn't perfect. There were things I could pick apart about it, but I was very satisfied.
I didn't like the very end. I was okay
That's
until, like,
where
the very end.
I get it.
Yeah.
And I get those takes.
I do say, I don't know how you felt, JR, but I was ready for the series as much as I loved it. I was ready for it to end.
Yeah.
Because I thought another season, unless you went down some, you know, totally different road, would have just been more of the same.
Yeah. Well, there were a couple different points during this season where I thought it was over, right? So, yes. Yeah. No spoilers.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. I look, this Mavericks Suns game on Sunday for Game 7 is where legends are made, right? This is Luka can take another big leap.
Oh, yeah.
He's already in the conversation for one of the best players in the NBA. year in and year out. But these are where your reputations are carved out. Where Chris Paul, again, can rise and lead the Suns again to a Game 7 win on his home floor. Or Doncic on the road can be an assassin. Or maybe somebody else steps up in Game 7 and makes a name for themselves.
Yeah.
I love this stuff.
I do
this
too.
Is what you live for.
Amen.
It's Game 7. Tonight, by the way, Bucks Celtics. What do you guys have? Anything to what to watch for, Mallor?
All right, gentlemen. I obviously don't need to give you the three Game 7s that are happening in the NHL on Saturday, right? Because everyone's going to be watching those, going to be locked in.
Sure.
Of course, we've got the FA Cup Final, Liverpool-Chelsea, tomorrow morning.
What time?
I will be watching that 10:45 Central on ESPN Plus, Waddle. Also, you need a new TV show?
Yeah.
I've been pumping this up to Waddle in the past. The second season of Hacks has dropped on HBO Plus, so you can check that out.
The mom, isn't it the mom from the mayor of East?
HBO Max. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I mean, is it the main character? Is it Jean Smart?
You are correct, yes.
Yeah. She's really good in the mayor of East Town.
Yes, that's a comedy, Hacks. That's entertaining. How about The Time Traveler's Wife? That's the new HBO series that is going to be in the winning time slot now that that is over. That's 8 o'clock Central on HBO. And
that's an important slot for HBO.
It is, and I don't know if I'm super intrigued by it, but you know what? It's based in Chicago, so I'll give the first episode.
What's it called again?
What's the premise?
The Time Traveler's Wife. I don't know a whole bunch. All I know is it's based in Chicago, so I'm intrigued. And then lastly, if you need something funny for 2 or 3 minutes, football fans, Michael Wilbon, I know you're listening. Check out the Chargers schedule release video.
Yeah,
if you're somebody who follows football closely, it's phenomenal. Best piece of social media I've seen produced by any sports team anywhere.
Very good.
And the Bears gave you the Bears.
That's true, yeah. Hey, look at this. I put a logo on a football.
And I threw it into a bucket. Is Jake participating?
Yeah, I got one, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go back to TV. I watched one episode, so I kind of cheated on this one, too.
Florida.
Ohio, actually. No, it's called The Pentaverin. I don't know if you guys heard Mike Myers' new series on Netflix.
No.
He plays 8 different characters. Same concept, too, of that comedy. Was a huge fan of his, obviously, in Austin
Powers. So I married an axe murderer?
Yeah, why not?
Well, no, I think he's saying he reprised the Austin Powers gig of doing multiple characters.
Not
well, like that's what he does in So I Married an Axe Murderer, too.
But how many characters does he play in that one? Isn't that more limited?
Probably 3 or 4.
Yeah, because, like, you know, by Austin Powers, by the second or third one,
it's
he's
like
playing.
Like 10 or something, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's Second City guy, too. Got Keegan-Michael Keyes, a star, as well. Weird twist. It's a comedy. They make fun of Canadians a lot, so that's what I've been watching.
Nice.
What is the name of the show, Mellor, again, of the one that you've given out, the half-hour comedy?
Minx? That's Waddle's original.
Yeah, I gave that one to Mellor, and then he shamed me because of all the male frontal nudity that
we were on. What's it called again?
It's called Minx.
Minx.
Get your wife to watch it. She'll like it.
That's a good combo show.
Yeah, it's 25 minutes an episode, right, Mellor?
Yes.
It's very well acted.
It is. It's that perfect show when you're like, boy, I don't have time for like an hour drama.
Right.
But I want something that's fairly entertaining. It's been pretty good. I'm about... 8 episodes in, I think.
Jake Johnson, local guy, is one of the stars.
Yes,
he's fantastic.
I always forget the name. I'm ready to start it, and then I'm like,
A lot of dogs.
Waddle, one thing. This is not a spoiler, Sylvie. I'm curious what your thought. The only thing I don't like, he uses the term GOAT in this series.
Uses the term what?
GOAT.
GOAT.
GOAT, like greatest of all time. He uses it a couple times.
Which is not... It's like, not for the right time.
Exactly. Yeah.
When is this shot?
What is it, 70s?
72, like early 70s.
No one talked. GOAT was a bad term then. If you mentioned, it was a Cubs GOAT.
Right.
You know? Like
I find that, you know, you can spot stuff like that occasionally where something is misplaced timing-wise.
It was just weird to me because it's so clearly based in the 70s that I would, why would a writer use that term?
Right.
Because it's so, that one's so obviously modern.
Mellor, wasn't there a similar incident with Winning Time?
No. Winning Time, the problem is all the facts.
I got that. But I mean, in terms of the timing of, But yes, that's a good point. But you'll like Minx.
Like there was a hero in every sporting event, and there was a GOAT. The GOAT was something that was bad. Like, if you were the bad player, right, you were the GOAT.
Yes, that's
now. Now GOAT has taken on the opposite, where it's the greatest of all time.
Meller, you're right. It's misused in
like, I feel like
Minx.
In Muhammad Ali, I remember being referred to as the greatest of all time. And then somewhere in, like, when Twitter became more popular,
yes,
in the
yes,
early 2000s, that's when greatest of all time became the GOAT. And then everyone started calling Michael Jordan the GOAT.
Right. You're absolutely
By the
correct.
Way, did you ever have that conversation about who was your favorite character?
No, go guess. We did, and we could reshape that. Give me your top five, then, or three.
My favorite is definitely John C. Reilly as Dr. Jerry Buss.
Okay. Dr. Buss is one.
Probably number two is the Jerry West character is fantastic for me. That's two. And then probably Magic is three for me. If I'm not, you know, I'm trying to think. I thought that Adrian Brody did a great job as Pat Riley as well.
I think Hoodie and Meller both had Adrian Brody either one or two.
Oh, really?
Right? Isn't that what you had, Meller? Where did you have Adrian Brody?
Yeah, no, he's somebody who has definitely grown on me. I don't know if I gave an exact order, but he's definitely in the top three for me. And then, of course, Larry Bird, the serial killer.
That's like, I love the Larry Bird character.
I know, but he doesn't play a big enough role for him to be a bigger and better character than John C. Reilly is Jerry Buss.
Oh, of course, yeah. He's the star, but Larry Bird in a supporting role has come on late in the series, and he just curses. He's sitting at home in French Lick, Indiana, I think it was. Was that supposed to be his parents?
Oh, yeah. Well, his family.
His family?
Yeah.
And he's cursing them out.
He probably lives in that same building now.
Like a woman says something to him, and he, like, curses her out.
Yeah, shut the F up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's holding a Budweiser in every scene. It's hilarious. As soon as he makes his way onto the camera center stage, I
start laughing.
I perk up. Yes, I start laughing. I'm like, Larry Bird. We got this. It's like when Kramer
the best
comes
line
in
was
and
it, was
Seinfeld.
Wasn't it Boyle that said the long-lost Waddle brother?
Yes, yes.
There's no doubt.
But I think he's more Larry Bird than Dr. J is Dr.
Oh,
J.
Oh, no question, yeah. You and I are on the same page that. I like the Dr. J character, but there's no physical resemblance at all.
No.
And I think that's part of the beauty of winning time in some ways. And it's not the most important part of it, but some of the resemblance is really remarkable.
All right, we got to get to some White Sox and Yankees. We're going to give away tickets here as we are having a great time at Stony Point Grill in Mokena. You can get on here. We've got a four-pack for the Sox-Yankees and a four-pack for Sox and Red Sox. Going to be giving that away. We also have a special conversation we want to have with a dear friend.
Yes.
Some of the articles have been written. You may or may not have been paying attention, but it's been now over a year that Mongo, our good friend Steve McMichael, has been fighting like a courageous warrior ALS. And they are now asking for letter-writing campaign petitions to be signed to get him into the Hall of Fame. We're going to talk to Misty, his wife, coming up next. And Mongo's going to be in the room, too, because it makes him smile and it makes him happy hearing the support that Bears fans have for him. We'll tell you how you can help get Mongo into the Hall of Fame coming up next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. This is a Waddle and Sylvie Miller Time live broadcast, live from Stony Point Grill in Mokena.
We're on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app. Follow us at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Welcome to Miller Time
on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
That's right, Ice Cold Miller Lite. It's a perfect day for it.
It
absolutely
is.
Glorious. We waited all winter and most of spring to get to the beautiful stuff now.
It is beautiful.
Great weekend for Sox and Yankees. It's coming up after Black and Abdallah today. I'll tell you about a play I made yesterday on the White Sox and a play I made tonight. Get to all that in a little bit. Also, remind me before we leave to bring up Jarvis Landry to you.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of Bears fans are upset. He looks like he's returning to the Saints. He played at LSU, and now it looks like he's going to play for the Saints. A lot of Bears fans are like, "Why? We could use him. Why didn't the Bears step up?"
Well, I don't even know if it's that, and maybe he feels he's got a better chance not only going home and being around familiar surroundings, but maybe he thinks he's got a better chance to win with the Saints versus an upstart Bears team.
All right, let's talk to one of our dear, dear friends. So it was just over a year ago, you know, and they'd been looking for a while. If you've read the story, you know. If you don't, Mongo McMichael's as strong as any guy we know. Waddle, you played with Mongo.
He's one of the most impressive physical specimens I've ever seen.
Warrior on the field, and we use that obviously broad in the sports context, but now he's a true warrior as what he and the entire family is dealing with ALS. For a while, he wasn't able to do things like he was able to do in the past. So they chased it, and I think they went to the Mayo Clinic first where they told him it was ALS, and they got second and third opinions, and he didn't want to believe it. And, you know, it is... It just robs you of your body. It robs you. And there have been some great stories written by Dan Pompey. Dan Pompey wrote a great story. Someone recently wrote another story.
I think Rick Morrissey did. Rick Morrissey?
Was it Morrissey or was it... It was somebody recently. But the stories are all out there. And now they're asking a campaign to get Mongo in the Hall of Fame. We've always cited the sack number from the defensive tackle position, and he is third all time from.
I
that
believe
position.
It's Warren Sapp, and who was the defensive tackle? The undrafted defensive tackle,
it's John Randall.
John Randall. I believe those are the only two that have recorded more sacks from purely the defensive tackle position than Steve.
Right, and there were all these guys on the Bears who got more headlines. He made that possible. He had the consecutive game streak that no one had on the Bears. Pat Manley, I think, eventually passed him. He's one of the all-time greats, and if you look at the numbers and you look at the guys who are getting in now with much, much lesser numbers, it's shock. It's shock.
He has been deserving of a place in Canton for years.
Right.
For years. And many have talked about it. But now it's obviously become more in focus. And, I mean, we've got to get him there because he has a rightful place in Canton, Ohio.
And then Waddle was teammates with him with the Bears. We've both been teammates with him for a couple of decades now. And anyone who worked with Mongo will tell you that he was a total teddy bear. He was a guy that, if you treated with respect, would do anything for any fan at any time, no matter what. And one of the great guys in what he's going through and what Misty and the family are going through right now, taking care of him. ALS is horrible. It's as bad as it gets. And we want to do something to get Mongo recognized, as he should have been. This isn't a sympathy thing.
No.
This is something that the man deserves.
Long time coming.
And is overdue. And now with Mongo in the news, it's a good time to get on the campaign. And Misty McMichael joins us right now on Waddle and Selvey. Hi, Misty.
Hey, boys. It was Rick Kellender that did a great story
the other day
in the Times. I've got the names of the other three guys that overall sacks. There's only three guys in front of Steve overall. Warren Sapp, Aaron Donald, and John Handel. You want some more stats?
Yep.
I got them. Games, most consecutive games played, 213. Game started, 171. Two interceptions, 13 forced fumbles, 17 fumble recoveries, 95 sacks, 847 tackles, and three safeties.
So
that's a Hall of Fame resume.
What's that?
That's a Hall of Fame resume.
It really is. And he's in the High School Hall of Fame, the College Hall of Fame, the UT Hall of Fame, the Chicagoland Hall of Fame, and the Gridiron Greats Hall of Fame. So we're just waiting for the last big one that he deserves to be in. He's one of the 100 greatest Bears of all time. And at Halloween, the five top scariest players of all time, he was number five.
What can we do? So explain what's going on right now, Misty, where fans can get involved.
Well, there's an online petition that you can sign that will help us get some more push. We're also doing two push parties coming up. One's on June 24th at Mongo's. the Chicago Six Band will play there. And then there's also one on August 14th at Bourbon Street Bar. So we're going to do Hall of Fame push parties there and donate some money to the ALS foundations as well.
And I'm sure, Misty, you're flattered and maybe not surprised, because there has been so much support for Steve getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But this really has gained traction from guys that are already in, whether it's Richard or Dan Hampton, who were teammates of Steve's as well. There's a lot of support for this.
Yeah, because they were there and they know he kicked their asses. So yeah. If he kicked their asses, he should be in there, right?
I think Jimbo Covert would be the first to stand up and say that, yes, that Steve deserves to be in Canton with Jimbo.
Oh, yeah, he does. He should have been in before all of them. But, you know, hey, better late than never.
How's your man doing? How's our guy doing?
He's right here. He was grinning when I said that he kicked their asses in the Hall of Fame. He was grinning.
If he can hear us, Mongo, we love you. We're always thinking about you. We are always Team Mongo, and you're the absolute best.
We love you, Steve.
He loves you guys, too. Hold on, he's saying something. No, he can't right now, but he does love you guys.
How's it been for you, Misty? Have you gotten the help?
Oh, yeah, I have nurses round the clock, but, you know, I like to help, too, because he's my baby, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Jim McMahon stop by recently, didn't he, Misty?
Yeah, he did, and, you know, Emery Moorhead was here today, and the Osbournes, Jim and Wanda, they're really close friends of ours, and we've had a lot of visitors, Jimmy Mack and Keith Van Horn, and who else? Oh, Mike and Kim Singletary were just here. Everybody comes by. Bruce Heron and the Urlachers and everybody comes to see him because they love him.
That's awesome. All right, we're going to get that petition out. We're going to circulate it on Twitter. And just let Steve know, we want you to know, everyone know in the family, that we're always behind you guys, and anything we can do, we are here.
Well, you guys have been great, and I really appreciate everything you're doing for him. And everything you've done. And everybody knows that it's time. It's time for him to get in. It would make everybody in this whole town happy.
Amen.
And especially him. And he deserves some happiness.
He does for sure. Thank you, Misty.
Misty, continue to take care of him for us.
I will. Of course I will. He's my everything. So, yes. I'm going to keep him alive. Y'all just help me get him in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
That's awesome. Thanks, Misty.
We'll do our
love
part.
You, Mongo.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Thank
All
you
right.
so
Take
much.
Take care.
There you go. There's Misty McMichael. Mongo was right next.
Yeah.
He, obviously, he's in a bed.
I'm trying to schedule time to get as soon as I was looking forward to, I talked to you. I mean, I sent you a text. We need to get out there and see Mongo. Then COVID struck both of us.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we will get out there. You know, here's an interesting factoid. You know, Steve came into the league with the Patriots in 1980.
I know.
My father-in-law, rather, was a coach on that 1980s Patriots team.
Well, you talk about full circle there.
Special teams coordinator. Bill Parcells was the linebackers coach, but my father-in-law was their special teams coordinator that year that Steve came into the league with the Patriots in 1980.
I think Cap and Hoodie were doing the topic recently, and I texted them to enter Mongo's name. I think the topic was like best undrafted free agents in Chicago sports history. You know, obviously you were an undrafted free agent. You were very good. Yurko was undrafted, had a very good career. What was Mongo undrafted too?
I thought he was drafted.
Maybe it was a free agent thing that they were doing. Then not undrafted, but the way they got him for peanuts, like right, they just picked him up off the scrap heap, right?
Yeah.
Like,
so guys, yeah, Mongo was drafted in the third round by New England, but as you pointed out,
had the falling out then.
And I just one last time, did we mention if anyone wants to sign the petition, Sylvie? That address again, it's change.org/Mongo2HOF. That's the TOHOF. So one more time, change.org/Mongo2HOF. And then if you want to write just an actual a letter, they're taking them at Pro Football Hall of Fame Selection Committee. That's 2121 George Halas Drive, NW, Canton, Ohio. 888-344-7708. And we'll tweet all that info
out. Yeah, we'll tweet it out. You get it. Can you tweet it out from the station account, and we'll all retweet it,
absolutely,
too? So that way it's on all of our feeds. And, like, the best way to remember that, it's Mongo 2, the number 2, the Hall of Fame, as HOF. Mongo to the Hall of Fame. Mongo 2, HOF. So that's after the slash.
When you really do dive in and look at the specifics and the details, it is pretty remarkable that he's not in already. It really is. I mean, there are players in different sports that fall through the cracks at different times. And
what
maybe,
was it? Was it because there were too many guys in and they felt like the other guys were more valuable?
It's an interesting thing as well, because I think if you talk to any of the guys he lined up against or across from, like even I told you, Jim, you've heard Jimbo say, he said he was the toughest guy he ever faced, and he faced him at practice every day. I think that you get similar responses from different offensive linemen around the league, especially in the division, that all say, you know, the two times a year that they faced Steve were the two most difficult times, two most difficult matchups they had all year long. It's I don't know. You may be right, because Dent is in and Hamp is in and
Singletary
is in, and maybe there's just this perception that Steve was just the beneficiary of all this talent around him. He had William next to him as well. The reality is, if you talk to Hamp and you talk to Dent and others, they'll tell you that Steve was at least as responsible for all of that dominance as they were. It wasn't as if they were out there doing things that allowed Steve then to just be a good player. I think it was the opposite. I think Steve did a lot of the dirty work and did a lot of the impressive work that freed up Dan and Rich. And those guys are Hall of Famers in their own right as well.
And look,
but you can't minimize what Steve was capable of doing just because there were other defensive Hall of Famers on that unit.
And you should see his numbers. They went up after those guys left. And he was an older player.
Yes.
Some of the sacks. It's incredible. A historic career. We'll get all that out so you can get it. Make sure you help out. And you find it on all of our handles, ESPN 1000. Waddle is TWaddle87. I'm Waddle at Waddle and Sylvie. We're going to crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah. I want to get to some of the White Sox conversation. I thought I played the White Sox over 4.5 runs. You said look at the White Sox total, remember?
Yeah.
And then when Bleck and Abdallah were on, I looked at you, Miller, and I said, I'm going to play the White Sox over. Remember that? You were a little unsure. And I'm like, nah, screw it. $25, I'm in. I've been benefiting from the White Sox.
Yes, you did.
And so I lost that 76ers bet. And then I'm like happy. I'm like, okay, I'm going to come out even here. And I went to go look to see if it was deposited. And I hit the under on accident when I was in the studio.
I've done that before. Idiot.
I wanted to play the over, and I simply hit the wrong damn button.
Gambling.
I'm like, this is awesome. Sox just went over here.
You know, if you reach out to the customer service department, I'm sure they'll refund you.
Yeah, that's on me. Too bad. So sad. That's on you.
Have you ever gone to, prior to being able to have an account on your phone, if you made that mistake with your local bookie, were you ever able to call him and work things out?
Do that. Not for hitting the wrong button. All right, we'll talk to Bleck and Abdallah. Then we've got White Sox, Yankees, big series this weekend. Especially after game one with the Yankees' big power surge. We'll talk about that next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie
on ESPN 1000.
It's a Waddle and Sylvie live broadcast.
Welcome to Miller Time. Live from Stony Point Grill in Mokena. Listen now on 100.3 HD2, the ESPN Chicago app, or ESPN 1000.
Bleck and Abdallah have a short show coming up. Then we've got another hot White Sox-Yankees game. Gerrit Cole on the mound for the Yanks today. I heard Connor McKnight will be coming up at 6:30. Talk about, this is the profile. I mean, look, he gives a lot of people problems, but the Sox don't hit righties well. They're very right-handed themselves. It's why Jesse and others have been a big fan of wanting them to get better left-handed hitters.
Amen. And Cole has been very good the last three outings as well. He's obviously an elite pitcher that is throwing the ball exceptionally well the last three times out.
I just retweeted from the station account the Misty McMichael The interview will be on there, but this is all the information that Misty just gave. And we've got the link for change.org as well.
Do your part trying to get Steve into the Hall of Fame and
yes,
his rightful place in Canton.
Carmen Carcino on Twitch was saying, "We're hey, Bears fans. You know, blast it out on social. Everyone out there, you know, send it out. Have a friend do it. You do it. Tweet it out. However many followers you have, let's do this." Black and Abdallah join us right now. They're inside the First Midwest Bank studio. They'll have the Friday sprint. All calls welcome. 332-3776. What's up, guys?
What's up? I don't want to, like, obviously that's a great message, and everybody should help out Mongo and sign the petition and write if you can. But back to the penis. I remember two quick things.
Was that on the air or was that off the air?
No, that was on the air.
Was it?
I remember
the recent conversation was off the air.
Getting yelled at for saying the word penis and having to argue that it's the that's the medical term for it.
You guys got penis clearance there?
Paid in full by my penis.
Yeah. All right.
I think, as you guys have seen, there's all of a sudden been this leap.
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah.
leap in yeah. Waddle's world now where,
where there's no line anymore. You guys have crossed the line, turned around, and peed on it.
You know what? This is what I think. I think that I have actually, I'm trusting all of you to exercise your maturity. So I can only, it's like your kids. You only give them what they can handle. I think you guys are all grown up, so I'm giving you stories that I think that you can actually handle.
So this is about us, not you.
You gave us a mother-daughter situation, or a mother-son situation earlier this week.
Well, there was two of them, Chris. The first one was the son shot the mom with a rifle, and you guys couldn't stop laughing.
That's not what I'm talking about.
No, the off-air conversation was you talking to Meller and how he needed to clean up his act before he got home. And I was explaining to him, Waddle, you guys did What to Watch For, the show Severance. And you've seen Severance, right?
I've seen the first two episodes.
But you understand the concept, right? You go to work. You go down the elevator. Your mind disassociates from who you are outside of work. I feel like that's what Meller does. When he opens up the door to get inside, he is a different person than when he comes into this building.
And he's happily doing that.
Yeah, when he stops and gets gas for the car, you know how he pays for it.
Paid in full by my penis.
Bag of cash.
And his penis.
Unbelievable.
Cash, check, credit card, or penis.
Can I, it is 2022, gentlemen. Can I Venmo you my penis? Is that allowed?
It's about time you start Venmoing people.
Oh, you walked into that one. You walked into that one.
Sylvie, that one Monday morning.
I will Venmo you my penis, friend, if you would like that. That's what you're requesting.
It did sound like he was asking for a Venmo of a penis.
Sylvie's saving that one. That was full by my penis.
Whenever Venmo came up, I was ready. Whenever Meller would bring up Venmo, if there was that for a year.
Even if there was a penis attached.
You got to make a play when it's out there. Guys, I made another play, so I don't know if you heard.
Boy.
I was very confident in the White Sox total over yesterday.
Yeah.
I hit the wrong button, so I lost more money. Today I'm playing the White Sox plus 1.5. Is that a bad play?
The White
Maybe
Sox
hit
plus
the button
1.5?
With your penis today.
Yeah, that you might be Venmoing with your penis after that.
Paid in full by my penis.
I don't know, especially like this lineup that's coming out today. Like
Garrett Cole's on the mound.
I know.
Yeah,
Velasquez is pitching for the Sox.
He's been good decent. Outing last time, didn't he?
He's had a couple of good outs.
Yeah, he's been decent.
Yeah, but this is the Yankees, a team that basically is very disciplined and likes to hit the ball out
they
of the ballpark.
They just mash. Yeah. That's all they do is mash.
I want the White Sox to win. I don't trust it tonight.
Yeah, I don't trust it tonight
either.
Just
play the run total over.
I told you to take the strikeout over total yesterday with See, that is the easiest bet in baseball so far.
It is amazing, isn't it, though, that if I told you that Cease was going to give up 6 runs but strike out, what was it, 11 or 12?
Well,
like, you would have never guessed.
His first 8 outs were all by strikeout. It was crazy.
Unbelievable.
Abdallah, are you talking about the lineup with, at the bottom of the order, it's Josh Harrison, Lurie Garcia, and Reese McGuire?
Oh, yeah, that's stellar.
That is a Sunday, as Jonathan Hood would say, that is a lazy Sunday lineup right there. That is a
getaway
Sunday.
Lineup.
Yeah,
is that a getaway lineup?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Do you trust the Sox in general against good teams? Last year, it was a narrative on our show all year. You guys talked a lot about it with us. And then the Bulls went through the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And now the White Sox are off to a really bad start against good teams again. Is this a big issue?
I I think it's too early in the season to say that it's an issue this year.
I agree. Well, I think it's an issue when you look at the bullpen. What's going on with the pen? 7 runs in the 8th last night? And wow, we've seen multiple situations where you've given up runs late. I don't know. I feel as if you can... It wasn't the bullpen supposed to be one of the strengths of this team?
Well, Carmen was saying it was more because when Joe Kelly went bad, La Russa gave up, basically, right? Yeah. Was it 9-7? Yeah. And then he didn't go to any of the high-leverage relievers. He's just like... Which is weird because 9-7 in a slugfest with it warm.
You got a chance.
Well, and he talked about it pregame today, too, and he said as soon as Kelly went out there, he was not putting in Graber.
Okay.
That's it. Even before Kelly gave up those runs, he said with Kelly out there, Graveman had the night off.
Did you guys see this earlier in the week? And maybe Jeff knows better than I do. Did Graveman say earlier this week that he doesn't want to be used as much as he has to this point in the season?
Oh, really? Has he said that?
That he and the Sox came to the conclusion he was being overused?
He said that he was on track for 93 innings. And he went and talked to the White Sox, and they determined that they needed to scale him back, which is why he wasn't available for like 4 games.
I mean, listen, it's a fair criticism because he was used, I think, back-to-backs more than any other pitcher last year, or at least a lot last year by the Astros, and he was also used an exceeding amount during the playoffs as well. So he was used quite a bit, and if you want him to be effective, I do think that's a fair concern on a guy who you spent a lot of money on.
Well, you want your guys to be honest, right? Like, if he doesn't think he's going to be as effective pitching more than less... Then...
So do you give La Russa credit for sticking with the concept that they had going in, that you're not going to use a guy? Right? Like, even if you dangle Kelly out there and just let him get hammered?
Like, I know it's only the beginning of May, but it just felt like a bigger game yesterday. I don't know.
I know. Let's see how they respond. They responded, I heard Connor mention, they responded nicely early in the week. How will they respond with these last 3 games? I think it's going to be very intriguing.
Especially with your getaway lineup today.
Lazy Sunday, according to Hoodie. All right, boys. We'll be enjoying on our drive home. Thank you.
Thanks, weekend, guys.
Good stuff today from Billy Corgan. If you missed that interview... from Smashing Pumpkins. He was terrific. Misty McMichael, thank you. Michael Wilbon had a good rant.
Yeah, you got Michael. You got all revved up for Michael.
We're too busy slurping.
Yeah.
Listen,
we all slurp the NFL. Right?
J.R. Strauss, thank you.
Great to see you, buddy. Thank you
to Sonny in our marketing department. Great work back at the shop by Jeff Meller. And Jake Cantu also working hard.
Florida.
There you go. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. Black and Abdallah are next. Have yourself a great weekend.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Waddle and Sylvie podcasts are a click away on the ESPN 1000 Chicago app. Brought to you by Stephen Marte, attorney at law.